Darling? Darling?
Hello. Has it been one of those days? One of those days where you come home, say, I love you, and then head straight upstairs to the shower where you stay for approximately 30 to 40 minutes? Well, if Muhammad won't come to the mountain, may I join? Well, one, because I want to, and two, it might be fun. And also, who doesn't love a shower before an early bedtime? Move over, please. Oh. Is one burnt out? One can tell. I am hugging you and hopefully recharging you some. Because you're wonderful and you deserve nothing less. And you have a really cute tummy. And shoulder blades. Back. Essentially every part of you, but I'll keep it PG. Oh, my baby. You look absolutely white. Let me wash you. Oh, you make me laugh. Because every time I do something nice for you, you go, oh, you don't have to. It's like, that's... it's never a question of have to, it's I want to. Shush. Turn around. Because somebody needs their back scrubbed. Is that too rough? You sure? Okay. Don't laugh at me when I say this. You have such a pretty back. Stop it! Oi! I said don't laugh. Well, you do. It's not my fault you have a pretty back. I don't know. It's just a nice shape. It's like it's strong, but it's soft. Feels nice to lay again. And you know, ever since I've been using that body scrub on you, you have had less and less pimples. You have surface skin. Clean and clear and under control. Instead of tired, shattered, and absolutely burnt out. I know that might be what you're feeling. I'm sorry. Arms up. Oh, don't be silly. How many times have I cleaned you under your arms? And your feet. And every other part of you, it's fine. Let me do your collarbone. Need more soap. Where's this scratch come from? Right there. It's you. You're doing it in your sleep again. Darling, I'm not annoyed with you. I just worry. Because you stress too much and then you take it out on yourself. And I understand why you're stressed. It's a stressful life and a stressful world, but please. Just try. I don't know. Try to breathe. Try to remember. It's not the end of the world if you don't do everything perfectly. And I know that's rich coming from me. But try to learn from my mistakes too. I'll get you some chamomile lotion for that when we get out. Okay. What do you think I'm doing? I'm giving these poor shoulders the attention they need. Oh. You poor baby. Oh. You feel all the knots? You are overworked and in need of a serious MOT. Or R&R. Take your pick. Oh, and your poor neck. Can you feel it? Get you a neck brace. Mm. I'm okay. Mainly just worried about you. Cause it's my job and I'm very good at it. Leave me alone. No, I'm good. I actually finished work early. No major hiccups. And felt relatively easy this week. We shall see what next week holds in store. Probably undo all this peacefulness, but hey ho. Hey, sirrah, sirrah. Is that feeling a bit better? You're fine. Because you act like the most basic of kindnesses. It's like, oh, it's the Holy Grail. She treats me so well. It's like, she was just your girlfriend. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying take me for granted or be ungrateful. I'm just saying you don't have to act like, oh, what an angel. It's like, meh. I'm all right. Oh, whatever. I only do this because I'm a worrywart, you know. And I love you and I care about your well-being, and that's basically the only reason. Otherwise, I don't really give a shit. That's exactly how I roll. Why are you hugging me? You're interfering with my massage. Oh, you'll massage me. Okay. I never said you couldn't. Here you go. Here's your soap. Oh, I dare you. Absolutely dare you. Go nuts and suds me up. What about my shoulders? Well, they're not that tense. Well, they were nowhere near as tense as yours, so... Have at it. That feels really nice, actually. Why are you not doing it on your own? I'm having a massage off. Steady. Do you know how many accidents happen in the shower? I will worry, okay? I came in here to relax you, not take you to A&E. Mm-hmm. love you very much. Even more than hot chocolate and sleeping in bed all day and all of the things I like combined. And I'm a sucker for Netflix and books and everything recreational. Let's not forget behind your ears. You always forget them if I don't remind you. I'm sorry, work's exhausting. No, it's not my fault, but I'm still sorry. Time for an early night, I think. Let me wash your hair first. Come here. Tip your head back. Complimentary scalp massage. Let me just quickly condition it. Shush, I know what I'm doing. I know, just the ends. You're talking to a tanned girly here with large paws. I understand about scalp grease. I won't put it on your roots. Of course not, I love you, I wouldn't give you bad hair. I'm not an animal. I just want you to have lovely, shiny, soft hair for bed. And rinse. voila. You are clean. No, it's okay. I washed my hair yesterday. Do not mess with a woman's hair care routine. I know what I'm doing. Come on, then. Let's be having you. Uh-oh, what do you think you're doing? Reaching for your own towel when clearly you are in the midst of being pampered. With an extra fluffy towel, I might add. Head, please. You cutie. Arms, please. Necessary. You are officially dried. Just do a quick self-dry.
It's so much faster when you don't wash your hair.
There is a method to my madness and hair care. Leave me be. I know what I'm doing. Dry shampoo is my friend. Do not test me. Bedfordshire, here we come. I have laid you out some jamas, because I'm not a heathen. Next to mine on the bed. But first, I need some moisturizer. And so do you. It's too late, I'm getting it. You will smell like aloe vera, and you'll like it. Here, please. So we don't get dry and chapped. Face, please. The shiny nose. All right. You relinquished. Go put your pajamas on. Well, some of us have oily combination skin. We dry out easily and we're also oily easily. It's so fun. So we need extra layers. I must be the most well-moisturized woman in at least the county. Oh, don't you feel better after a wash? Or you just scrub this smells of the day off you, and you're like, yes, I am cleansed, and I now enter the bed. Speaking of which... I am your mother. Come to me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I just... I will never get over beds. Thank you to the person that invented beds. He looked at the ground and said, we can do better for our sleeping arrangements than this. And I thank you every time I crawl into one. You come hither. Plus, I'm needy and I need you and I love you and I'm so sorry that you're so tired. My angel, my baby. Would you prefer a tummy or a titty to lay on this evening? Well, both are available. Good choice. Well, it's not like there's a bad choice, so... Being in bed before 9 p.m. is boring. I am boring, and I welcome. I welcome the boring and the wholesome and the you. Because the thought of dragging myself out, getting pretty, standing in horribly uncomfortable shoes, and talking to people I don't care about, strangely does not appeal to me. And even more strangely, laying with you, in our bed, freshly washed, just does it for me. You are not boring, you are tired, and it's okay to be tired because we have these things called jobs. And they suck, and it's terrible, but we make the best of it because we love each other and our families and friends and... As High School Musical so wisely said, we're all in this together. I love you. You are welcome to stay on the titty for as long as you want. AKA online.